Hello and welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, search consultant Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations acquire top talent while helping professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about what top candidates want and what they don't want. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Sharita. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, in our last podcast, we tackled the topic of what employers want and what they don't want. Well, today we're going to discuss the same topic, but from the candidate side of the equation.
Yes, that's right, Sharita. What top candidates want in the marketplace is just as important as what employers want. And I believe it's crucial to talk about both sides and not just one side.
And why exactly is that? You know, since employers are the ones with the open position, shouldn't what they want and not want hold more weight?
Well, as we've discussed many times in this podcast, right now we are in the midst of a candidate's marketplace, and there are two main rules concerning a candidate's job market. First, candidates in general have more options available to them, and second, the top candidates have the most options and the best options.
So if an animal health or veterinary organization wants to hire the top candidates, then they should know what those candidates want and what they don't want.
That's right. If an organization does not care about the quality of the candidates that it hires, then its hiring officials should not concern themselves with what candidates want. But as we know, just about every company in the marketplace wants to hire top candidates. It would be crazy for them not to.
Absolutely. So how do you want to approach today's topic?
Well, I'd like to break it down into two segments. First, we're going to talk about what top candidates want in a new employment opportunity, and then we'll discuss what they want during the hiring process.
So both of those aspects are equally important?
Yes. As an employer, you must have knowledge of both of these areas. If you only have knowledge in one area, you could fail to attract and hire the talent that you want. The margin for error is very thin when it comes to hiring, especially right now in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. Talent is in high demand, and that's why it's so important that employers are aware of these things.
Okay, so let's start with the first segment. What do top candidates want in an employment opportunity?
First and foremost, top candidates generally will not even consider an employment opportunity unless it's clearly better than the one that they currently have right now. And keep in mind that this is strictly from the candidate or the job seeker's perspective. It doesn't matter if the employer thinks that the opportunity is better than the one the candidate has right now. It only matters if the candidate thinks so. Now, there are instances in which a lateral move makes sense, which is something that we discussed in a previous podcast. More often than not, however, the bottom line is that the candidate or job seeker must be convinced that the opportunity is better or they will not consider it. However, there are some common things that top candidates want in an employment opportunity, and these things can be further broken down into two categories, the animal health job or veterinary job itself, as well as the organization.
You mean the candidate considers these separately?
Yes. For instance, the candidate could really like the job itself, but have serious doubts about the organization. If that's the case, then the candidate is ultimately not going to want the job. To top candidates, both of these elements are important.
Okay, so let's address the first category. What do candidates want in a new employment opportunity?
The first thing that they want is challenging work. Since these are top candidates we're talking about, that makes sense. These types of animal health and veterinary professionals want to be challenged. They thrive on it. So they make a move for a new opportunity, and they want the same type of challenge or more of a challenge than they get with their current position. And second, these candidates more than likely want a new title that reflects the fact that they're moving up in their career, or at least additional responsibilities. And top candidates are about career advancement. They want to be continuously moving up the ladder and increasing the scope of their responsibility. And third, and this one probably does not surprise you, these candidates want more pay, more compensation, and quite often better benefits as well. Employers need to understand that this is especially the case in today's marketplace. If you are an employer and you want a top candidate to make a move and come work for you, then you will need to motivate that candidate with an attractive offer package.
You know, I imagine that you've seen these situations play out numerous times. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I have seen animal health and veterinary employers try to hire top candidates with an underwhelming offer package, and then the offer gets rejected. Or the candidate accepts an offer from another organization instead. These days, you cannot lowball an offer to a candidate, even if that candidate does not have a lot of experience. And I have seen recent graduates and candidates with only 2 years of experience receive very attractive offer packages. In fact, I've seen them receive more than one of these offers at the same time.
Wow, that's incredible. So let's move on now to that second category, which is the organization. What exactly are candidates looking for there?
Many top candidates want to work for an industry leader or an organization that is well known within the field. These types of organizations are called employers of choice, and that's because there are a lot of candidates who would like to work for them. This certainly is not a prerequisite, however. You don't have to be perceived as an employer of choice necessarily to hire top candidates. Second, candidates want a great company culture. This has become increasingly important to candidates during the past several years. Candidates want to know that they will fit into the culture, that the culture will fit them, and that they will excel within the culture. In instances where a candidate is being offered two positions with the same pay and compensation, many times they will accept the offer of the organization that they believe has the best company culture.
I see. Now, what else are top candidates looking for when it comes to the organization?
Candidates are looking for an employer that will provide them with further opportunities for advancement. Once again, these are professionals who are striving to move up the career ladder. They're looking to move forward, so they want to work for a forward-moving and forward-thinking organization. If there are not opportunities for further professional advancement and career growth, then they will not be as interested in the job. Candidates also want the chance to increase and grow their skills, so they're also looking for an organization that will invest in their career by providing them with skills development and training. When top candidates are considering employment opportunities, these are the things they evaluate, and these are the things that impact their decision.
Now that we've talked about what candidates want in an employment opportunity, including the job itself and the organization, what do they want in the hiring process?
The thing to keep in mind about top candidates and the hiring process is that if you are an employer, you must keep them engaged in the process. Remember, top candidates have options. If you don't keep them engaged, then they're more likely to drop out of the process. And I can tell you what candidates absolutely do not want in the hiring process. They don't want to feel as though they're being neglected.
What do you mean by that? Well, they don't want to feel like they're being neglected.
Well, I have some specific examples of that. For example, if you're an employer and you don't give feedback following the telephone screening or the face-to-face interview, then that candidate could feel neglected. If you don't let the candidate know where they stand during the hiring process and what the next steps are, then that candidate could feel neglected. Or if you repeatedly reschedule face-to-face interviews with that candidate, then the candidate could feel disrespected or neglected. In fact, I had a situation where a candidate was interviewing with an organization and the company officials did not factor in or allow that candidate to take a lunch break, despite the fact that they had been putting the candidate through group interviews for the entire day.
Really? That actually happened?
Unfortunately, it did, and I hope it was just an oversight, but the candidate did not see it as an oversight. They saw it as neglect. And when a candidate feels neglected or disrespected, they're not going to want to work for your organization. Now, top candidates are conducting a confidential job search, or they may not even be in a job search at all. They've been approached and asked to consider the opportunity. And as we know, top candidates are already gainfully employed. And not only that, but their current employer does not want to lose them. So if a candidate is exploring other opportunities, they certainly do not want their current employer to find out what they're doing. Because of that, organizations that are considering these individuals for their open position should be considerate of the candidate's confidential search. They should not break that confidentiality, and they shouldn't put unrealistic interview expectations on the candidate.
What are some of those kinds of expectations?
Well, as I mentioned a minute ago, companies cannot keep rescheduling face-to-face interviews with the candidates. These individuals have a job and they have a personal life, and with as many options as they have, they're not going to think that they should be at the beck and call of an organization just because the hiring manager needs to continue to reschedule interviews. Employers also can't expect to conduct interviews that last all day long, especially if they're not going to provide lunch for the candidate. In addition, they can't expect to call the candidate in for 3, 4, or 5, or 6 face-to-face interviews. Right off the bat, if they are a top candidate, they're probably also interviewing with other companies. So if you're the employer in that situation, then you're moving too slowly. You can't drag out the process like that. In the end, what candidates want in the hiring process comes down to just two things.
And what's that?
They want the confidentiality of their search to be considered, and they want their time to be respected. If you show top candidates consideration and respect during the hiring process, then you're more likely to keep them engaged and actually be able to hire them.
Once again, Stacy, we want to thank you for all of this wonderful information today.
Thank you, Sharita. I look forward to our next podcast.